Brandon, your general thoughts on the game, how it kind of went?
You know, usually when you win the turnover battle, you have a good chance of winning the game, and I feel, you know, that we didn't do a good job of ball security, and it cost us.
The fumble you had, could you describe what happened there? It looked like, I know you were fighting for extra yards, and that's how fumbles often happen.
I don't know. I guess kind of still living in the past. Last year, you know, it worked for me running around a little bit, and this year it's costing me, so I guess I got to go back to the basics and just getting upfield and getting what I can and stop trying to get extra yards. It's definitely costing me and the team this year.
You and Jay have had such a connection. There was a couple times today where he was kind of signaling to you downfield, and you kind of went on the same page. How surprising was that? Kind of given the connection you guys had.
No, I wouldn't say we weren't on the same page today. We did a great job of moving the ball. Like I said, we just killed ourselves with the turnovers today, and we got to put the ball in the end zone.
Let's talk more on the one where he was kind of signaling to you on the sideline, the one that was intercepted deep in the right corner.
Oh, no, I mean, that's just Jay knowing the situation. It's third down, and, you know, we were not in field goal range, and he just threw a jump ball, and the guy made a great play on the ball, you know, and, you know, shoot, it was a great punt.
On the other one, he threw it down to the inside. You were kind of running the go route.
Was it a pick?
No, that was a
pick. Then it was just, you know, everybody's not perfect, you know. Just didn't make it happen today. And actually, I believe if you look at the stats, Jay went 77% today, so he did a great job of, you know, managing the game.
Brandon, was fatigue an issue for you? Just how you take yourself out?
What was an issue at all? I mean, I'm not a lion, you know, so I can't run all day, you know. So there were times where, you know, I was a little winded, but, you know, that's part of the game, you know. You got to take a breather and get right back in the game.
And then is there extra pressure with no Eddie and then no Tony and Brandon getting knocked out of the game?
I wouldn't say extra pressure. I mean, it definitely makes our job harder as an offense because they're a big part of our offense. But, you know, guys got to step up and make plays. And, you know, that's not an excuse for us.
Brandon, can you talk about what happened on the third down pass, the last pass?
The last one? Basically, I ran a slant route and we just didn't get it done.
Look at it, Brandon. Week to week, points totals kind of drop week to week. Do you put that more on the mistakes you guys are making? Because it seems like you're moving the ball, but.
Well, yeah, you look at KC, turned the ball over, and today turned the ball over, so that's definitely going to take away from the points we put on the board.
A couple more for Brandon.
Brandon, you talked about maybe curtailing things because of the fumble, but. There in the fourth quarter, you broke four tackles on a 21-yard gain. Is that just something? I mean, you talked about doing it, but would you be able to?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to do what's best for the team. And, you know, right now, that's my third fumble, and I lost two this year. So, can't no one correct it but me.